Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, today sees the launch of the Keep Well campaign by the government, which aims to support us in minding our physical and mental health over the coming months in the midst of a global pandemic. To tell me more about Keep Well is the executive director of the Sláinte Care programme, Laura McGahey. Laura, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac. Thanks a million.
Now, this is very welcome, I would say, and very much needed by everybody across the country who's finding life under level 5 restrictions very difficult. And also the news can be difficult as well. We get that. We understand it. Tell me a little bit more about the Keep Well campaign.
Yeah, so as you say, look, it is difficult for people all around the country. But what the Keep Well campaign is designed to do is to provide supports for people to keep well during the winter months especially, and giving practical tips and tools to do that. And so it's really about healthy minds and healthy bodies, and it's an invitation to people to take part, and then there are supports being put in place with lots of fabulous partners all around the country, especially the local authorities.
Practical tips, and like what, as they say?
Well, there's 5 themes. So keeping active, staying connected, switching off and being creative, eating well, and then minding your mood. So as I say, about healthy minds and bodies. So keeping active, we're working with Sport Ireland and the Sport Partnerships, and they'll be putting in place fantastic events. But at the moment during Level 5, obviously people can go for a walk and stay local, and there's brilliant amenities even within the 5 kilometres, and the trees are turning beautiful colours at the moment. So there's lots of positivity still, even though we're within Level 5. But they'll be putting on more programmes, online physical activity videos as well, especially in the stage we're at, but then getting active and out there. So that's keeping active, and they'll have all of their events up on their webpage.
And staying connected with people as well. There's no danger that this runs contrary to the public health advice, is it?
No, I mean, staying connected, especially if people are feeling lonely, and this is about the community call which the local authorities run. So there's a phone line in every community, local authority, where they will connect you in through Age Friendly Ireland or Alone or on Post or the Guards, and make sure that you're an active befriending service. And so if people are feeling alone or if they're feeling a bit down, this is a staying connected piece.
So if people are living alone, and there are 400,000 people, I think, if I'm not mistaken, living alone in this country, if you're lonely and you're living alone, you can contact your local authority. Is that right? And what happens then?
Yes, there's a system called Community Call which they run, and there's a phone line and people will talk to you, or they'll get your message for you, or indeed the libraries are doing a fantastic thing where you can get your books delivered, and in fact under the Switching Off and Being Creative headline, there's a whole load of e-books that can be downloaded even now. There are 48,000 e-books as we speak, so you don't necessarily have to go in and get a physical copy. So lots of things that can still be done, notwithstanding the restrictions.
And they're really good ideas. And there's also eating well and information about nourishing our bodies and minds and so on. Minding your mood is another one. Now, that's a huge issue. We get an awful lot of texts whenever we do items about loneliness, as you mentioned, or isolation or the restrictions. And people tell us very personal stories about how difficult they're finding it. Now, what are you doing here to help people?
And it is difficult. There's a wonderful supports available, and the HSC have lots of supports. And I'd recommend people to go to yourmentalhealth.ie to find out where the supports are. And again, partners through the SIPSIs, through Healthy Ireland coordinators, and through the NGOs all around the country are providing lots of things to help people to mind their mood. And that is really important.
The problem is there's not an awful lot of mental health services around the country, are there? There should be far more, isn't that right?
Well, there's always a need for more services, and actually...
It's not really there's always a need. We're particularly bad, aren't we?
No, I think there's lots of things that are services that are available, and of course we will be doing more next year. And in fact, the budget for next year is going to provide more funding. But the HSC are rolling out next week, in fact, a whole series of extra supports that people will need during, especially these tough times. And there is particular funding going there. So Jigsaw, for example, will be providing supports for youth mental health, Alone, Turn them to me, and all of these supports are available on yourmentalhealth.ie. Yeah. So if people feel they need help there.
Now, can I ask you more generally? You're the executive director of the Sláinte Care programme and the implementer of it. Now, when you were appointed to that role, Leo Varadkar, who was Taoiseach at the time, said that you were one of Ireland's leading and most innovative strategic project directors. Well, I hope you are, because if you do your job properly, people shouldn't need private health insurance in 10 years' time. Or is that fanciful thinking, given the context that we're in at the moment?
Well, I think it's amazing what's happened in this year's budget. It's incredible, because Sláinte Care has got funding to the tune of €1.36 billion for all of the capacity to be put in place. And it will be done through the HSE, with GPs, all of the different partners who are in the health and social care provider landscape. So it is really amazing, I suppose, that the money... I think there's been a recognition, to be honest, that health is so important. And maybe that's one thing that COVID has taught us and shone a light on, that our health is our wealth.
But we're a long way off free GP care for all, aren't we?
Well, it is absolutely an aspiration to have free GP care.
By when?
It's in the budget that the age 12 years will be prioritised up to age 12. And we're in conversations at the moment, literally, with the GPs to see when the timing is suitable for that. As you know, they are under huge pressure. Everybody had to completely change how they did and provided their services.
There might be a tendency to increase visits to the GP when it's free. That's what some people feel. Now, if that was a case, as a proposition, I'm sure the GPs up and down the country would tell you to get to hell at this point, wouldn't they?
Well, it's very important that the GPs are on board, and they are on board, and they've been fantastic. I mean, they completely changed how they delivered services. I think if there was one thing that was talked about before COVID, it was, you know, would people be happy to have a video consultation, or would they be happy to have a phone consultation? And that's what's had to have happened. And GPs really did pivot, to use that phrase, to give services in a completely different way, and they've been wonderful, as has the health service indeed.
Okay.
It really has changed hugely already, and will do more.
Okay, well, we'll wait and see what happens. A pleasure to talk to you, Laura McGahey, the Executive Director of Sláinte Care. Thank you very much indeed.